The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, Reverend Busuyi Olabode, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
He is our Savior. The Lord is our Savior. God is our Savior. God, our Savior, we bless you. We thank you. Good things are coming. Good things like good things like Glory to God. Glory to God. The Lord, our salvation. Glory to you this morning. Hallelujah. God will bless you. Amen. You may have your seat. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, good things are coming. Things are coming. Things are coming. Many, many things are coming. Things are coming. Yeah, things are coming. Things of God. Things are coming. Things are coming. Beautiful things are coming. Gracious things are coming. Things are coming. Things for your beautification. Things for your exaltation. Things for your raising. Things for your growth. Things are coming. Things of God are coming. Things are coming. Many things are coming. Many things are coming. Yay! Things are coming. Receive things. Receive things. Receive things. Because we have brought things. We are bringing things. We will bring things. Yay, this day, your appetite for things will be enlarged.
Oh.
Your appetite for things will be enlarged. Because we are bringing good things. And you will have to eat. You will have to partake. You will have to eat. You will have to partake. Yay, you will be enlarged in your appetite to partake. Yay, you will hunger beyond the hunger you have known. You will partake. You will be helped to partake. You will be helped to partake. Because the things that we are bringing are for you. The things that we are bringing are for you. You have to partake. You have to partake. You have to partake. And in this season, we are preparing you to partake. We are preparing you to partake. For you will eat. You will eat. You will eat. You will eat. And eat and eat and eat until you will become beautiful. You will become beautiful. You will become beautiful. Yeah, because we want to raise you. We want to raise you. We want to lift you up. We want to raise you. We want to endow you. We want to give you more authority. We want to give you more authority. We will give you to eat from the stone. We will give you to eat from the stone. Yeah, you will eat the stone. Because the stone is the bread. 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 For when you eat the stone, you will become formidable. You will become a force. You will become a force. You will become unshakable. You will become a force. You will eat of the stone. You will eat of the stone. Yeah, you will be established. You will become unmovable. You will become abounding. You will not be tossed to and fro. And we have brought the false stone. We have brought the stone. We have brought the stone. We have brought the stone. You will eat of the stone. You will drink of the stone. You will become part of the stone.
Amen. Amen. That's express. Thank you for that interpretation. Amen. Welcome us to this last day of this program. It happened to be the last day of the month of June. It's probably the last day of the half of this year. It's amazing correlation that it's a major end of an era and a phase and the opening of a new phase. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. I want to say, welcome to a new phase. In the time of the latter rains, they ask you for rain in the time. So this is a peculiar time in this year. And we appreciate the Lord for 6 months. It looks as if we have spent a whole year. The 6 months has been loaded with so much grace, so much power, so much salvation. I don't know how you feel. I just feel like, wow, this is... When you are in the water and becomes your domain, it looks natural. But if they take you out of the water, you just feel like, life is... Yes, you know, so much grace. God has granted so much grace to the house. And the speed of the Spirit is so from January. Passive. I like the way God moves us into things from the beginning of the year. As if, let's just go end the year, but we're not yet ending the year. There's still so much loaded for this next half. I believe that's why God is saying, come on, stop and gather strength. Because there's still so much stock for this next half of the year. If not for that, there will be no reason to pray. Amen. We've just been thinking, let's just end the year, but it has not ended. It has just begun. Amen. Hallelujah. Hey. And thank you for praying. Thank you for being God to pray. So much has been done in this prayer time. And the Lord has helped us by Spirit to pray vital prayers. We don't know how to pray. You know that. We don't know how to pray, but He guides us to pray those prayers, and they are very, very vital. They are very, very accurate. Amen. Praise God. Before we break bread today and see ourselves being carried by the Spirit, we're going to be carried. We're not going to carry the Spirit. The Spirit will carry us. When the power of the highest overshadow you, it takes you over. At the time when you carry the Spirit, but another time the Spirit carried you. For someone like Mary, for those 9 months, she was carried by the Spirit. So the power of the highest shall overshadow you. Overshadow. To a point that anywhere she gets to, she got to Elizabeth, she began to prophesy. Doesn't have to lay hands. Began to prophesy. It's not the Spirit on joint, it was the Spirit of Christ. There's a power that was carrying Mary. In the next half of the year, you will be carried by the Spirit of the Lord. This house will experience the power of the highest. The power of the highest. The power, overshadowing power of the Spirit will carry us, will take us over. Because there are things to be brought forth. And everything that we should bring for this year will not be aborted. I say it will not be aborted. We shall have safe delivery. Save. As the Lord download them to us, we will carry them to town, and there will be safe delivery. Every intention will prosper in the name of the Lord Jesus. Don't be afraid, just believe God. Isaiah 28. Let me read from verse 16. Okay, let me start from 15. Because ye have said, we have made a covenant with death, and with hell are we at agreement, when the overflowing scourge shall pass through. It shall not come unto us, for we have made lies our refuge, and under falsehood have we hid ourselves? Actually, these people who were talking, they were engaged into another spirit. Amen. They went into idolatry, so they got drunken with idol. And because they got drunken with idols, if you see verse 1, say, woe to the crown of pride, to the drunkards of Ephraim, whose glorious beauty is a fading flower, which are on the head of the fat bodies of them that are overcome with wine. I told you that anytime you talk about engaging with an idol or a god, there's always whining. That's why I don't know anywhere part of the world where they worship idol without gin involved, wine involved. Drinking must be involved. Amen. Because idols don't function without giving you a drink. You must be drunken. That's when, if they want to, they're going to do Ogun festival in Ondo, you know, very soon. And, you know, when they're still talking about the thing, they are still conscious. When they get close to it, they get into drinking. Then the spirit can have its full sway. It's like they are baptized into that spirit. Then at that point, they are no more themselves. They are taking over. So idols has to thrive with the giving of their wine. So they have overcome these people with wine, and they are now taking confidence and security in what the idol can provide. Imagine they made covenant with death and they told hell, you can't reach to us. Even if you overflow the banks, you won't get to us. For we have made lies our refuge. So it is the idol that propagates the lies. Amen. And under the falsehood have we hid ourselves. That's what all the nations of the earth live by. Nations of the earth. No, I was just, when we sing the song, I was feeling like singing that song, you know. All the idols of this age, you know, come from the world of lies. There's nothing they are wooden at. Yahweh is for us, no? What makes difference is that when it's a wooden heart, it is the idols in this area that are framed with wood. Amen. When you talk about wood, it's talking about the image. The image is the same with the wood. Amen. An image is not just a mere wood. Image is the propagation of their life. And the life of the idol. That's what the world propagates. Any nation of the earth here, they have their idol. Amen. You have the American idol. Is that not true? You have the Nigerian idol. Those ones who are painting are not really Nigerian idol. The idols are not in what they paint out. They are with the leaders. Praise God. Are we right together, please? So people can see security. Not to you. When you read that place, look at how can people say, how can they make lies their refuge? To them, it's real. It's not a lie. It's dependable. It's secure. That's what they can drink into it and be overtaken by it. Hallelujah. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation, a stone. So you were prophesying about the stone the other time, huh? So the stone has actually its own kind of, has some kind of drink. For a foundation, a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. He that believeth shall not make haste. So they have their security. He's now referring to the security as placed in Zion. Right? He called it a stone. And you remember that, you know, as they were coming from the Egypt and they passed through the sea and they moved into the wilderness, a stone, which is called a rock, followed them. And it was a rock that gave them drink. So actually the rock is a living essence that has content. Praise God. He called it a stone because it has is a spirit. And every spirit is called a stone. But it's a tried stone. It's a precious stone. It's a sure foundation. But, amen. I'm going to read to verse 21. Judgment also will I lay to the lion, and the righteousness to the plummet, and the hail shall sweep away the refuge of lies. What is hail? Hail is, what do you call hail? What do you call hail?
What is ale? Ale is ice. It's ice, it's block. Amen. Praise God. Ale is block. It's a crystallized water that forms, that's A. Then the hail shall sweep away the refuge. So it means the stone actually is water. It's a crystallized water that is the stone. Are you there? Amen. It's a stone, it's a spirit water. So if Jesus, the last day of the feast, is stood and cry, if any man thirst, let him come to me and drink. Let him come to me and drink. For he that believes, out of his belly shall flow what? Rivers of what? Living water. It's just describing the kind of water, the kind of hail that will overflow them, that will stop the refuge of lies. So God has already ordained, I will stop it. Amen. The water must become concretized. It must become solidified. Must become a rock. If it's not really rock of water, it can't give water. Can you see that? So when you see it, it looks like a just earthly rock. But it's a badge of big eyes that has water inside. No matter when it struck it, what happened to it? It gushed out. And okay, no, think about what kind of miracle is that? It just struck the stone, the rock, and they're not going to just make the Bible look too simple. Prophetic spirit, they will shroud it. But when you look into it here and there, you just find the meaning of it. Praise God. But when a scientist hear that and he struck the stone, he will say that it's not reasonable. I've told you the Bible is reasonable. But if you look at it just like that, and we are not going to try to self-interpret it. No, we are not a God of religion who self-interpret what their prophet has said. No. No, we don't self. We interpret it by what he has said. Yeah, so he asks us, you know, when you come on people with, look at this. They try to explain it by 21st century mindset. In their days, it was, you know, they it was not civilized. Is their day older than the day of the scriptures? These things were written how many thousands of years back. The gospel was written close to 2,000 years back now. Close to 1,000 years back. All the gospels have been written. And they are relevant to the scientific mind of the 21st century. And so you want to look at this superficially and you just want to take a verse in isolation. But we don't take a verse in isolation in the Bible. Praise God. No one verse can stand alone. Because it was not even verse to start with. It was verse in written. That was not vast in writing. Amen. That was not written in verses. It was written as an expanse of message, divine thought, stretching forth. So it's a crystal structure, water, that has the power to stand as A, to stop lies. I think one of the things that will happen in the next part of this year is that lies will be exposed. I said lies will be exposed. If you live by lie, you will be exposed. But they are not trying to expose you. What they want to do is to expose lies. In Nigeria, lie will be exposed. I said lie will be exposed. And lie will be exposed. Both lie and lie will be exposed. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. If there is any nation that has been built by a refuge of lie, it is Nigeria. Nigeria is a lie, it's a fraud, it's a fraud, put together by some men, managed for some years, but in this season, it will be shattered. What they have put together, their ends will not be able to hold it anymore together. The hail will sweep away the refuge of lies.
And the waters, tell you what the hair is, what the waters shall overflow the hiding place. Do you believe that? What do I hear from you? Come on, say it better. All the covenants has been made on your behalf and my behalf will be disannulled. And the agreement with El shall not stand. What? The overflowing scourge shall pass through. And there shall be trodden by it. Hallelujah. Verse 19. From time that it goeth forth, it shall take you. For morning by morning shall it pass over. By day and by night. And it shall be a vexation. It shall be a vexation. Actually, the thing really has a pause there, or similarly, a command should be there. It shall be a vexation. Only, the only key is to understand the report. So, it's actually, it shall be a vexation, comma. Only, if you see your Bible, told there is. It's in italics. So if you remove it, it's only understand the report. The only thing they want us to understand to do in this next phase of this year is to pay attention to understand divine report. God has poured himself forth in Nigeria. He has poured himself forth to his people. And there's river. There's river. There's river. There's a river. So the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God. It will not only make glad the city of God, it will also break the boundaries of lies and deception. It's able to make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. God is in the midst of, so that God is the river. God is the hail. God is the river. Is the hail that becomes, how can hail become river? That must be a massive, or you don't even call that one hail. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God, for God shall help her. And that right highly. And God who shall help her is what they are describing to us in Isaiah. That God, the God will come like a mighty waters. Will come like a mighty waters. And it will break the boundaries and the walls that the enemy has raised against God. And they have sworn it will not come to this side. Either this side or that side will be leveled together. See verse 20. For the bed is shorter than a man can stretch himself on it. The bed is shorter. It can't carry a man. When the bed is shorter and the covering narrower than he can wrap himself in it. So there's no place of natural comfort. Imagine if you have a bed that is shorter. Amen. You know why you get these places in the Bible? It doesn't look reasonable. Praise God. For the bed is shorter than a man can stretch himself on it. And the covering is narrower. That's a double wahala for the dead body. Both for the dead body and the owner of the dead body. So, it's just telling us that in this season, there's no place of comfort. They seem to have taken away the place of comfort. And that's why a man will run to and fro, looking for a place of comfort, or a place of refuge. But, he made it that way. So, because the Lord wants to do something. For the Lord shall rise up, as in Mount Perazim, it shall be wrought in the valley of Gibeon, that he may do his work, his strange work and bring to pass his act. His strange act. He's emphasizing there his work, his act, his strange act. Why is this strange act? It's strange because it's not just going to be dependent on him alone. It's dependent on the believer also. Because in most of his intervention in the past, he has done it alone. Praise God. He has defended them alone. He has stood alone. But here, he's only asking for the believer just one thing. Can you just do your part to understand? That's why you see in the book of Acts, books of Isaiah 53, who had believed our report, and to whom is the hand of the Lord revealed? So what he calls believe there, actually speaking, is asking for those who will understand the report. So he's talking about his righteousness revelation that needs understanding. Because based on his righteousness alone, he can act. If you believe in his righteousness, in his own righteousness, not what he has made known to you, he can act. So the prophet said, only understand the report. Is that not clear? So who had believed that report? So it is who has understood that report. Amen. Because you can take this to mean that I believe God. There are acts that I believe God can activate. When we want to go in the gospel, it's already wala. Amen. If I said, do you believe now? Receive. It is always easy. In Jesus' name. Amen. But they say he wants to do strange acts. We must understand that strange act, or else we take God to be a liar. And he never can lie. God can never lie. So who had believed our report, and to whom, these people is describing them, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed or made known to? Verse 2, for it shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. So you can't desire him if you don't have understanding. Because on the natural plane, there is nothing about it that is to be desired. So it means that if you approach what God wants to do in the face of what we have around, there's nothing that looks there as if God wants to walk. Are you with me, please? But it can even look as if the devil is getting more upper hand. But it shall grow up before him. Not before us, before him. As a tender plant. If something is growing before God, do you know what is growing there? It's not in your sphere. As a root of a dry ground, he hath no form, no comeliness. And when we shall see him, when it will come to the face of our own, God has done it. God has grown him. But when it will come to the place of our own perception, I tell you, there is no beauty that we should desire him. What's the next phase? 3. He is despised and rejected. A man of sorrow, rejected of men, a man of sorrows, and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed. It's not coming to our own face of appreciation. But surely he had borne. So what he has truly done must be made known. Is that not? Amen. He had borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. So, the all of this
Revelation is talking about now must now be revealed. But it was wounded for our transgression, it was bruised for our iniquities, the chastisement of our peace. While we are still in trouble, the chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, the prophet saw it done by stripes. It was by stripes that we are healed. Without his stripes, we are not healed. But it's not in the face of what we can see. That's why it took chosen men to go and preach him, so that men can come to that appreciation of what he did that man was not part of. Because if man is not part of it, they will not see his strange act. That's why it's always pushed to the believers. See, I was reading John 7. Yeah, okay. He that believeth on me, as the scripture, he that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said. So the scripture has said something that must be understood. Out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Bible says, and it was spoke to them, it was concerning the spirit which they that believe on him should receive, for the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because Jesus was not glorified. It was after the Holy Ghost came, he gave the spirit, it was then they had the opportunity to grow in the spirit, so that they can become bellied with water that can flow. Praise God. What am I saying today? I'm just saying to us that the next 6 months of this year, the Lord is going to walk, but he will walk through you and I. That's simple. I pray this morning that this house will cooperate with God as never before. This house, that we will strike divine harmony in a manner that we have never before in the next season of this year. I want you to know that our God will act. Imagine these people who have been kidnapping, to kidnap a believer who is electrified with the Holy Ghost. The camp will scatter. The camp will scatter. That camp, because in the camp, they have their arms. They also have their mad about. They have their babalawo in their camps. You think they are just ordinary? No, they have their babalawo there. You can't bring the power of God into the camp and the camp will be intact. It's impossible. So I believe strongly that as much as we're going to trust God that all this evil around us, that heaven we stop them. But he's telling us how he will also sweep them. How we sweep them. There'll be moments when you'll be filled with the Spirit of God overnight and you will need to stand up and make utterances. There'll be moments you just, in this season, there's no bed for you. The bed is shorter. The covering is narrow. The earthly comfort that has kept you on for some time, God has allowed it to become taken away. But it's like it's taken away.
For indeed, how long will I shorten your bed, and how long will I make your covering narrow? Until you realize that you are a man searched for. Until you realize that you are a man sought after. Until you realize that I have always sought to make you a savior. Until you realize that you are a man so needed. For I need you. For heaven needs you. The heaven needs you. The heaven needs a man. He has sought for man in times where there was none to stand. In times where there was none to stand. But in this day, I have driven you to the corners of the wall. I have driven you to the edges of the wall, that you may become available. And I know this is your break. This is your breaking point. I have driven you to this point because I need you. I need you. I need you. I need you.
not your brethren who as it well continue in pleasure, for I will cause their beds to be short. I will cause their coverings to be narrow. Because this is a fight in which God and man collectively will have the victory. It is a fight in which God and man will have the victory. Yea, I will bring them in. I will bring them in. But as for you, my hand is upon you. My hand is upon your jugular. You cannot escape this. I need you in this season. You will begin first, and then the mobilization will continue. You will begin first, and then they will join you. You will begin first, because it is your allotment in the spirit. It is your allotment in the spirit. It is your portion in the spirit to stand ahead of your brethren, to stand for your brethren until they join you. For they will join you. 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 Just go on, because I have chosen you. I have laid my hands upon you. I need you. You are a man sought after, saith the Spirit. You are a man sought after. You are vessels needed for this voyage. Vessels needed for this victory.
Amen. Very true. So you see that your adversaries, though they seem to show up with weapons of the flesh to terrify, they also are sustained by spiritual powers. Their guns are not enough. They also need their charms. They need all of them. They know that they have found that without enough is not enough. That itself is not enough. Because you can meet guys that will tell you your gun will not shoot and it will not shoot. No release. So I want to know that the war is actually spiritual war, though it is a reflecting as natural assault, a spiritual war. And in the spirit, we have the highest edge. We have the highest edge. So at this time, you cannot just do as if you are not a mere man. That's why he's saying, if you will only pay attention to understand the report. That's in chapter 28. If you get to 29, he introduced the report as vision. The vision of all. So the report actually is a vision. The vision that, and the vision of all is become unto you as the word of a book, which is sealed. Which men deliver to one that is learned, saying, read this. Can you see that? It's actually a vision. So the report is to be read, to be understood. The seals must be broken for understanding. I want the house peace. So I want us to know that whatever we are doing this season is to be able to break into the portal of the river of life. For the river will carry us, we also carry all that's against us. Don't be afraid, okay? I just feel my heart, I should tell you that. Don't be afraid. Jesus Christ died. He didn't die just as an action. He died for us. He died to change us. He died to bless us. And we are blessed. I said we are blessed. I tell you, we are blessed. We are blessed with the spirit, with life. Without sword, without AK-47, the gospel of Jesus has moved across all nations of the earth by the power of God. Let any religion try that. Try and not use sword if you're not going to extinction. The gospel of Jesus has moved to across nations of the earth here. Because the gospel is power. The gospel is the river of God. The gospel is the stone of God, is the hay that will sweep away the refuge of lies. But he's saying, only understand. So in this season, I want to trust God that ministry of the priesthood to us will bring to us understanding. Yes, to understand. It's not what a man can initiate. He can only desire it. It will take the priest to give understanding. So the next 6 months of this year, we open these hours to the priesthood ministry of Jesus Christ. That the Lord Jesus, we are here, O God. We are ready to understand. We are ready, O God, not just understand, to have quick understanding. In all the realities that concern your Son Jesus Christ, that concern divine answer to our dying world, divine answer. We stay here, O God, with you. We stay in our spirit, in our heart to you. We say to you, give us understanding. We say to you, give us understanding. Give us spiritual understanding. So you understand when Paul is praying and was speaking in Ephesians, that praying that you, I pray God that I did pray that He may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation. That is understanding. He's saying, I pray to you, I pray to God that He may give to you understanding, which He's talking about. He's talking about understanding the report. So when you move from the prophet to the epistle, it doesn't look as there's correlation, but there's an answer to the prophetic utterances in the prophets. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. So we pray this afternoon, Lord Jesus Christ, for every soul that has gone through the 7 days, let the reward, much more than anything, become understanding. I say to you, understanding. There's a believing that comes by understanding. He believe, but there's a belief, there's a faith is need to come into through understanding. See, I didn't understand until you come to charity. I said, if the only time you understood was when I come to charity, you only heard charity the way you have been hearing it. You didn't really hear it the way I said it. So you assume you understood that. You don't. If you understand charity in that administration, you will have understood all that has been spoken before charity. Talking about justification, talking about all of that, it looks strange. But these are the keys to strange acts. Strange acts. Our faith will cleanse the heart. They are keys to strange acts. Because they are not things man's mind can comprehend. You know the way we have dealt with God in the past is that we deal with God after His acts. These strange acts actually are the door to it is the way. Like it said that the children of Israel knew my acts, but Moses knew my ways. But Moses still saw his act. So if you say Moses knew my way, he's not saying Moses does not see my act. Moses used my ways into my acts. Why the children of Israel only strongly at my acts? So each time they are not seeing the act the way they normally see it, they complain. But somebody saw the way. That is why Moses' disobedience cannot be overlooked. But he's a man who has seen the way of the Lord. He has seen the way. So he has seen strange acts. Acts that come by the way are strange. Because man cannot orchestrate them. It's easy for us to shout, God save us! But God said to Moses, what's in your hand? What's in your hand? The rod. You are not part of those who will shout to me. What's in your hand? Always shouting, but you have the key. Jesus was with many people. They were hungry. He said, give them to eat. Give them to eat. It's normal for them to say, Jesus, feed these people. But He said, give them to eat. And I said, there's one boy here who had this small. What do you call small? Give them. He didn't collect the fish from them. He said, give it to them. If it's the one who wants to do the act, he will collect the fish and begin to share it for them. He blessed it and gave it back to them. Share it for them. As they were sharing, they were seeing supernatural increase. In this season, the Lord opened the door into His strange acts to this whole assembly. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you will not be afraid. I said you will not be afraid. Though 1,000 fall by your side, or 10,000 by your right hand, you will know in your heart it will not come near you. Even if it knocks on your door, it won't come near you. Because sometimes when it knocks on your door, you say, but they said to come near me. Said to come, it won't come near you. Don't forget that the only thing that can shut down the spirit is fear. That's why when the spirit came to them, the first thing he stopped them is boldness. You know that some fear that will catch you that you cannot pray. Your mouth will be heavy to pray. Fear is powerful. It will close, it will clip your jaws. I say, pray. My mouth is not opening. Fear is bad, it's strong. But he has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love, of power, and of a sound mind. In this next season, we will live by the power of God. Of power. Power. It's not just power of belief. Power that comes by the gospel. Power. Of love, of power, and of a sound mind. Sound mind. In the season, the Lord God Almighty, because we choose to understand the report, we will have sound mind. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We'll be strong to help our people, to help our nation, to help our brethren, to help our world, to help our society. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me tell you this morning that every victory that you have been given in these days, every victory, every enemy, every assault that has been stopped these days will never raise up their head again. He said, I will beat down his foes before him. All the foes, all the afflictions are beaten down completely. Beaten down completely. Never to rise up again in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. They will not be able to rise up there. They won't be able to lift up their head again. They will not be able. Every affliction. He said, the son of the wicked will not afflict him. They will not afflict him. They will not. He said, I will plague them that fight him. I will plague them that hate him. Lord, we give thanks to you. There's place for love in our heart this season. There's place for love in our hearts. There's place for love in our house. Lord, we give you all the praise. We appreciate you, Jesus. Can we just give the Lord thanks this morning? Lord, we give thanks to you. Lord, we give you thanks. Glory and honor to you. We bless your name. Thank you, Father. Glory and honor to you, Jesus. I want also to receive the gift of understanding. Come on, say, Lord, I receive gift of understanding. Gift of light. Gift of light. So all good gifts and perfect gifts comes from above. From the Father of light, with whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Receive your gifts in this season. Receive gifts. Gifts of light. Say, the Father of light. Receive gifts of light. Thank you, for darkness is consumed and the powers thereof is destroyed. We appreciate you. We give glory and honor to your name. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I will say amen. I don't know. There's no matter how you take the gospel, it turns you back to the core of the gospel. So when that we are here, we are praying, Lord, grant us access, grant us understanding. It's not that God has helped us. God has shown mercy to be able to guide us to pray that manner of prayer. We are praying the heart of God. We are praying the will of God. Because that is the answer that God has.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that have come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8000. 8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.